This is Fundraising Radio, but this is not a regular episode of Fundraising Radio. This is the 300th episode of Fundraising Radio. And for this special episode, we decided to do something special. We got together with our team and thought, what exactly are we going to do for this one? Should we bring on some really, really cool guest who is very hard to get? Should we discover a topic that was never covered in the previous 299 episodes of Fundraising Radio? Or what shall we do? And we decided that we're going to do an episode about the mistakes that were made during the creation of this podcast. First part is going to be about the mistakes made by the team itself, which is me, Luis, and Lisa. And the second part is about the episode recordings themselves. Some parts were removed and didn't make the final cut, and we decided to share some of those in this special episode. So let's move on to the first part of it, which is the team part. Luis goes first, and then follows Lisa, and I'll close it up.
Hello, everyone. My name is Luis Bravo, and I am in charge with finding guests for the Fundraising Radio podcast. In terms of my screw-ups, my most notable one would be when I accidentally send my email password to about 50 prospective guests on LinkedIn. The reason this happened was because I used an automation tool to send the same message, the same invitation message to multiple people at once on LinkedIn in order to save time and to try to be as efficient as possible. So in this case, I accidentally deleted the invitation message and instead sent out my password, my email password that I accidentally copied and pasted, and I sent that out to about 50 prospective guests, and I didn't realize that until they responded with question marks, with a lot of confused questions asking who am I and what did I just send them. Also, some of them reported me to LinkedIn because they thought I was a bot, and I had to spend about an hour clarifying the error to those prospective guests. But the good thing was that some of them did agree to come on the show, and all is well that ends well. So yeah, that is my most notable, and I think my most major screw up during my time at a Fundraising Radio. I hope that was at least somewhat entertaining. And thanks again for taking your time to listen to our podcast.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lisa, and now I'm here to speak to you about my failures. And when I sat down and tried to think of them, I understood that I'm not exactly a failure type. But now I'm walking with my dog. And if something happens during this audio, you may understand that I'm lying to you and there is some kind of setback during our walking, and I'm not succeeding in this procedure. So I think my biggest failure was the time in general when I had to write articles. It was at the very beginning of my being in the team of Fundraising Radio. When I had to write articles based on episodes, and you must understand that I now live in Russia, which is why I mostly speak Russian during the day. And I have like a Russian business reality, which is why I may not know a lot of companies and startups that are mentioned by our guests during episodes, and I had to mention their name in my article, but I wasn't able to understand it, let alone write it down correctly, which is why I tried googling, and sometimes it was the name of a completely different company, and guests sometimes they proved my what I have written, and they said it was a wrong name and a different company and different startup, and I was so ashamed And once Konstantin even wanted me to go because it was all so bad. But this is a story you will hear by him.
So, I guess it's my turn to share my part of the story, and it all began when I decided to stop working on Fundraising Radio alone and actually get a team to work on it as well. I've known Lisa since first grade, and even after I left Russia, we stayed in touch. And one day she reached out to me and asked if I know anyone hiring in startups, because she knew that I was working in this field. I'm like, hey, by the way, yeah, I might be hiring, let's try it out. And I was looking at that point for content generators, aka blog post writers. I'm like, Lisa, I know you like to write. I know you know English. let's try it out. And I promised her quite a bit, such as, I interview really cool speakers, maybe some of them that you're going to write about, you're going to become friends with, and later on that's going to, be a really useful network. And we start working together. She released a few blog posts that I had to heavily edit because, to be honest, they were just not great. And I remember that day very clearly. I was on the beach, burnt already by that time, and she sent me another blog post that was just absolutely horrible. I was reading it. I'm like, okay, that is just nasty. I hate it so much. So when I returned home, I'm like, okay, I think we need to talk about this. So I texted her that, Lisa, I think it's our time to, go separate ways because I just don't think this is working out. And Lisa was just like, Konstantin, are you stupid? Tell me, are you stupid? I'm like, wait, what? So she started explaining me the situation from her perspective, as in, I promised her quite a bit, and then just like after a couple months maximum by that point, I'm trying to get rid of her because she was not doing great with articles. I'm like, wait a second, I think this actually makes a lot of sense. I think she's making a good point here, and I'm just being a dumbass and just really doing something weird. And I'm like, you know what, Lisa, you're right. Let's not do this. Let's stick together. I apologize to her 10 times that day, and since then another 100 times because she keeps bringing it up. But yeah, since then she has been an absolutely invaluable team member of Fundraising Radio. All the designs that you can see on Fundraising Radio, on our cover arts, they are all brought by Lisa. She came up with the whole strategy for that, and she was actually the one to encourage me to start doing this because I was like, you know what, arts are not that important. It's a podcast. It's all about audio. But since we started doing the those unique episode designs, the sharing, the number of speakers who were sharing our LinkedIn posts, who were sharing our social media, other social media posts, just drastically increased. And yeah, a lot of new projects that we're working on, they were created in Lisa's great brain mixed with Lewis's efforts. So yeah, getting rid of Lisa was 100% my major mistake made in Fundraising Radio. Speaking of HR mistakes, Lewis was very, very close to that as well. Unknown fact, but I was trying to hire for two positions. First, I was trying to hire another content generator, and then I was trying to hire, like a couple of weeks later, I was trying to hire for a social media manager. And Lewis applied to the social media manager first, and I didn't even talk to him because I think there was something wrong with his resume. I don't remember what exactly the problem was, but there was something that I'm like, nah, you know what, I'm not going to talk to this guy at this point. And then when I started hiring for a second position a few weeks later, I'm like, wait, I saw this guy on one of our previous positions that I was hiring for. And I'm like, you know what? He applied twice. Let's talk to him. And yeah, we talked to each other. I'm like, you know what? This guy is actually really cool. We should try to work together. And yeah, he has been working with us ever since. I nearly missed out on Lewis because I didn't put enough time to review his application. So yeah, I'm an absolutely horrible HR apparently, and those were, I would say, my two major mistakes made on the podcast. But you are just about to hear another 100 mistakes that were made by me on the recordings of the episodes. For the actual episodes that were released, I cut those moments out, and they never made the last cut. But I saved them because I was like, you know what, some of them are funny. So a bright mind of mine was like, you know what, Constantine, let's store them somewhere, and maybe one day we're gonna, you know, share with the team, it's gonna be funny, etc., etc. And yeah, it turned out it seemed to be pretty funny, so we decided to include it in this 300th episode. Hope you're gonna love it. And today's a guest speaker, we have Finn Upam, managing, wait, I said Upam, right?
Again. It's okay. Start again.
This is Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker, we have Emmanuel. Oh, I forgot to ask you how to pronounce your last name. No, it's, I'll show you the record afterwards so that you understand what I'm talking about, but for now, can you, like, try connecting from the phone?
Yes, okay, and I'm also going to, I think, I'm going to restart the computer too, and I'm so sorry about this. This is crazy. It's never happened to me.
This is Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker, we have Juliana. Now I forgot how to pronounce your last name. Yeah. Oh, wait. You didn't hear the last question that I asked?
No, I didn't.
I think I forgot to unmute my microphone. My bad. I'll cut that part out, hopefully.
With a product that, you know, everyone already knows how to use, how to acquire it, etc. I lost my thought.
So we're gonna wrap it up. Thanks a lot, Daniel, for coming out. Oh, never mind. All right. This is Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker. This is Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker. We have Marshall. I'll have to redo the first part. This is Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker. We have Steve Guerra. I forgot how to pronounce your last name. Let's go. This is Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker, we have Jamal Ashraf, co-founder of one of the top five Facebook yeah, I had to formulate that in my head before I started speaking. And a mentor at Tech Stars. I'll have to redo this. All right. Investor at Mocker Capital, one of the most oldest VC funds in Los Angeles. And today's a guest speaker, we have Sunny Kumar, partner at GSR Ventures, who initiated the merger with AT&T early 2000s. Oh, God damn it, I have to re-record that part. And today's a guest speaker, we have to redo that part. All right, and today's a guest speaker, we have Victor. All right, let's re-record that part. And today's a guest speaker, I'm having troubles here, man.
Victor, you win.
I forgot. CEO of Eden Garden, Eden Green. All right, second try. Right. And in this episode, we'll talk about this: how it feels to be like, jeepers. All right, need to record that part as well. All right, let's try it once again. Circadian Ventures, who was investing in...
Whoa. You gotta back up. Circadian.
Circadian. I knew I was gonna butcher it. All right, let's re-record the answer. Fundraising Radio, and today's a guest speaker, we have Christian Hussein, co-founder and CEO... Christopher Hussein. Darn it. That was quick.
United works in a space called the social determinants of health, which is widely recognized as, sorry, my daughter just walked in and interrupted my train of thought. So apologies.
Mom, you can tell everyone that.
Apparently I'm horrible at two things. HR, and pronouncing people's last names. I hope you've enjoyed listening to those bloopers and to the stories of Fundraising Radio team making mistakes while making this podcast. And this concludes our 300th episode. Just a reminder, we are coming up with new types of content for Fundraising Radio, which will be even more fun than what we have at the moment. So people, stay tuned, and as always, have a good day.